Hello, it's on this day. It's John Gillett here on the 19th of May. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and Kev Walsh to talk about three events that all happened in Liverpool's history today. We've got two games for you, two wins and a signing of a club icon. So exciting stuff. But we'll start with a couple of wins and we'll start in 2001 and it's Charlton nil, Liverpool 4. We've done a lot from this treble season, partly because, you know, it was so exciting and it was a bit sort of coming of age for people sort of our age and we're all a sort of similar age on this. But also, Neil, it was just a lot of games. We were playing a lot. This is 3 days after Valdez, which is mad. I feel like I'm still knackered from doing the heart, mate.
It's absolutely bananas. This comes 3 days after Alaves, and it actually suggests a few reasons why the manager makes the decisions he makes. We were talking during the Alaves game. Heskey was playing really well, but then he gets hooked, but he began to look like he was tired because he just started at Wembley 3 days before that, or 4 days before that. So, you know, Owen comes off early, and there was a couple of points in extra time where the camera was cutting to Owen, and I suspect everyone was saying, oh, does Gerard Houllier regret taking him off? These lads, he's got a game on Saturday. He's got a win to secure Champions League football. Otherwise, all the work in a really weird sense has been for naught, and that the three cups would have been great. Obviously, would be great because to win trophies is phenomenal. But, you know, for Houllier's grand plan and for what the club needed, it needed Champions League football. It really did need Champions League football. If we'd have missed out last day 2 years on the bounce, it would have been a blow, and this was just about the time where the Champions League was framing the difference between haves and have-nots. And actually, you know, the bigger story weirdly today insofar as what goes on to happen is this is effectively what does for Leeds United. You know, Leeds were a force in this season. They beat us at Anfield on Good Friday. It looks like they're going to surge towards that Champions League place. They'd made the Champions League the year before. They were investing an awful lot of money. And ultimately, sometimes things you do in this sort of scenario have huge knock-on effects, not just for your club, but for others. And actually, Liverpool are more insulated from that. Liverpool and Manchester United will always be Liverpool and Manchester United within reason. And not making the Champions League this season does for Leeds. And that's part of the reason why they're still in the Championship now. So I don't think it's too much of an understatement to say this is the greatest day in the club's history. you know, but it is what's happened, and they do need to win to get the Champions League. It is a really, really tough place to go, the Valley, but Liverpool do the business as they have done in all the other cup finals.